Hell, the office is empty.
Blasted newcomer, is this the way I taught you to enter an office?
You know, boss, I thought this one up myself. Sounds like it, too. I hope I didn't do anything wrong.
I told you 1,000 times, a good insurance man merely gets his foot in the door.
Yes, sir. Now, if you'll just help me get my foot out. Don't mind the wood so much, but this frosted glass around my neck tickles. After all, a good representative should never lose his head.
Mm. Newcomer, I want you to do me a favor.
Drop dead.
Doesn't your script have a question mark?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Drop dead?
No. I want you to line up talent. I want you to line up talent for the beans or beefsteak dinner on the birthday of our company. Every one of our agencies in the country will be observing the birthday, and I want our entertainment to be a very, very good and of the very best.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, you are going to Hollywood.
I am?
On the cheap.
On the chief, that'll be super.
That was good, wasn't it? I like that.
You'll ride a day coach and like it.
I'm ready with your call to Omaha, Mr. Newcomer. Please deposit $3.25.
Okay.
Mr. Newcomer.
Yeah?
Quarters are faster, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're so right.
Mr. Newcomer.
What's the matter?
That last one was no bell of St. Mary's.
Pardon me.
Hello, newcomer?
Hey, is that you, boss?
Your 3 minutes are up.
So long, boss.
Now, wait a minute. You've been out in Hollywood 2 days. Have you met Gregory Peck?
No.
Have you met Greer Garson?
Not yet, but I did meet Ann Sheridan last night. Just met her last night, and already we're calling each other by our first names.
You are?
Yeah. She calls herself Ann, and I call myself Charlie. Very cozy arrangement, you know.
I know. Now, look, newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you just 24 hours to line up that talent. And if you don't, do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to cancel your clause, double your indemnity, and you'll find yourself out on your fiduciary. Goodbye.
Oh, well, it's too late to do any more today. Say, you know, I think I'll go out and have myself a whirl at this gay Hollywood nightlife.
What's wrong now, Mr. Newcomer?
Say, operator, could you recommend a good, snappy, first-class, very expensive drive-in?
Try the one at Sunset in Wilcox.
Uh-huh. Tell me, is it just a little risque?
Is it? The car hops wear off-the-shoulder menu cards.
Ooh, that's for me. Thank you very much.
One moment, please.
Huh?
That'll be 25 cents additional.
Oh, fine. Ah, what a beautiful drive-in. Beautiful lights, beautiful hamburgers, beautiful mustard.
Pardon me?
Beautiful cheesecake.
Would you have any objections if I sat here?
No.
Well, if you're bothered, I'll go away.
If you go away, I'll be bothered. You want to know something?
What?
You're beautiful enough to be in pictures.
Oh, you sound just like a talent scout.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. That's what I am. I'm scouting talent for the anniversary birthday party.
What kind of talent?
Well, confidentially, I think the fellas would like... girls. Say, you're a girl.
Have you noticed it, too?
Yeah. Have you any other talent? I mean, besides being a girl?
Well, I sing.
You sing? Oh, say, you know, that gives me an idea. Is that a piano over there?
Certainly.
Oh, now, who in the world plays a piano in a drive-in?
Iturbe.
Jose Iturbe, the great maestro?
No, Sam Iturbe, the dishwasher.
Well, you won't mind if we use it for a chorus or two. What would you like to audition for me?
Well, how would you like to hear my bill? How about it, Sam?
He's just my bill, an ordinary guy. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him, his form and face, his manly grace are not the kind that you would find in a statue, and I can't explain. It's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, he's just my Bill.
Oh, my. Young lady, you were great. You were wonderful. But you see, what my outfit wants for this birthday party is big names, stars, the best.
Well, would they give me a break if I bought some of their product?
Oh, I don't know. They might.
Well, what do they sell?
Insurance. They're the biggest underwriters of health and accident insurance in the world.
Well, I have my health, and your hair looks like it had an accident, so so maybe we should get together on a policy.
Well, now it just so happens that I have here with me the large economy-sized application blank. What is your first name?
Dorothy.
Uh-huh. Last name?
Lamour.
Lamour. How do you spell that?
L-A-M-O-U-R.
Uh-huh. Roger. Okay. Now listen, Dorothy, I'm going to give you a little tip, kid. If you're going to stay in show business, change that last name.
What?
The public will never remember it. Hello, hello, Charlie Newcomer speaking. If it happens to you, and we hope it don't, our policy will and your relatives won't.
This is your boss. Remember me?
Oh, of course, boss. Just like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday, and I told you to get us some entertainment for the banquet. What have you done?
Well, I talked to a girl singer. She's good, but it's too bad she isn't a celebrity. I'd like to have her sing at the banquet.
Then stop wasting your time out there.
I didn't waste any time, boss. She's the one who bought the policy.
What's her name?
Dorothy.
Her last name?
Lamour. But I advised her to change that to something more commercial.
Charlie.
Yeah, boss?
Doesn't the name Dorothy Lamour mean anything to you?
Why, boss, how could it? I just met her last night.
What's the name of the beautiful girl who plays in those road pictures?
Why, Dorothy Lamour. She's be... Dorothy Lamour! Oh, boss, what do I do now?
Drop dead?
Doesn't your script have a period?
Oh, sorry. Drop dead!
Pardon me, mister. Could you give me some directions?
What do you want, son?
Talent. I want to find some performers for a banquet. I'll pay cash money.
Young man, the true artist isn't interested in money. His driving ambition is to put meaning and vitality and fire into words to make a story a gripping, glowing reality. How much the job pay, son?
How much does the job pay?
Yeah.
Well, why do you ask? Are you an actor?
Yes, but you probably know me as the mayor of the town.
Oh, a politician, huh?
Does the name Barrymore mean anything to you?
Barrymore certainly does. Oh, but you're much too old to be Ethel's son.
Look, does the name Lionel mean anything to you?
Oh, Lionel, why didn't you... Certainly. I had an electric train by that name.
Well, this electric train's Ethel Barrymore's brother.
Say, that gives me an idea. Now, sir, if you don't object to trading on your sister's name, I'll give you an audition for that banquet job.
Audition?
Well, certainly, why not?
Young man, the last time I auditioned was as a baby, nude on a white bear rug, sucking my big toe.
I bet you were just cute enough to get the job, too. But what I want to know is, how much theatrical experience have you had?
Quite a bit.
Like what?
I spent 5 years as Anchorman for the Cherry Sisters.
Anchorman for the Cherry Sisters. Yeah. I'm afraid that's not what I'm looking for. It's too bad. Look, can you juggle? I think the boys would like that.
Boys? What boys?
What boys? Why, the greatest bunch of salesmen in the world.
What do they sell?
Oh, they sell the greatest health and accident insurance in the world. In every city in the United States, you will find a representative of our company ready, willing, and able to serve you with the finest health and accident protection. Every man, woman, and child in the country would be better off if they talked to one of our representatives, because these men have a deep and thorough knowledge of all the problems regarding health and accident insurance. And not only that...
But... Stop the music! Stop the music!
What's the matter, Mr. Barrymore?
Give me that application blank and I'll sign it right up now.
Charlie, I haven't heard from you all day. Have you signed Dorothy L'Amour yet?
Oh, I can't, boss. She's on location. But I did meet an old-time actor.
What does he do?
Sits on a white bear rug and sucks his big toe. Sensational act.
From this, he makes a living.
Well, he's also a politician, and he must do all right because he bought a big policy for me.
Never mind the policy. Can you get him for the banquet?
Oh, gee. Boss, the guys back there would never go for just straight acting.
Okay, okay. Give me the name of the policy. At least you'll get credit for that.
Okay, wait a second. I'm looking for it. Here it is. Lionel Barrymore.
Lionel Barrymore? The mayor of the town.
Boss? Hello, boss? Boss, what happened? Are you there, boss?
Charlie, can you hear me now?
Of course I can.
Then I know this isn't really happening to me. I just tore the phone loose and threw it out the window.
Wow. Boy, am I in a jam. The boss told me to wait on this bench for Mr. Barrymore to return until the cows came home. There haven't been any cows so far, but the pigeons have been giving me plenty of trouble. They're crazy about the popcorn.
Talking to yourself, Charlie?
Mr. Barrymore, oh, am I glad to see you again. Sir, I've just got to get you on our program. If I don't, the boss is going to fire me.
You've got me for your program, Charlie. You see, I work for your company, too. As mayor of the town.
No, I'm talking about beans and beefsteak, the banquets, the professional talent, big names.
I don't think you need professional entertainers, Charlie.
I don't?
Now, after all, why are these Mutual of Omaha banquets being held all over the country? Because the men in your company want to show their president, Dr. Chris, how they feel about him. They want to honor him.
Well, that's right, but...
But don't you see, Charlie... A man who's built up that kind of a personal, warm family feeling in his organization is more important than any entertainer. And there's nobody the men at dinners would enjoy hearing as much as Dr. Chris. He is your star.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure he'd do it.
I have a feeling he'll want to acknowledge the honor you men are paying him with these birthday parties all over the country. And now that... I'm a member of the Mutual of Omaha family. I consider it a privilege to introduce Dr. Chris.
You would? Well, how would you do it, sir?
Well, I'd say, gentlemen, here is a speaker who needs no introduction. Everyone knows the magnificent job he's done in building Mutual of Omaha to its preeminent position. But you men, because of your close association with him... know that he's more than a top executive. You know him as a good friend and wise counselor. And so I take a deep personal pleasure in introducing the president, Dr. C.C. Chris.
It is a real pleasure to welcome all of our associates at their 40th anniversary party, and even more to have the opportunity of talking with our many thousands of policyholders and friends. It was 40 years ago today that the Mutual Benefit Health and Accident Association was born. The progress made in these years through peace, depression, and recession has enabled the association to rise to its present position as the largest health and accident company in the world. Mutual Benefit has paid more than $250 million in benefits and now serves over 2 million policyholders, providing personal insurance protection that best fits their needs. This growth is a tribute to to the enthusiasm and loyal efforts of every one of our associates, regardless of where they may be, in any of the 48 states, Canada, Alaska, or Hawaii. Each is offering his services and our services, and in every community, large or small, Mutual of Omaha can help you plan your future financial security. Today, your Mutual of Omaha representative is enjoying a party. It is fitting that we celebrate this joyous occasion, our 40th anniversary. To him and to each of his associates, we offer our personal thanks and appreciation for their good services and extend our best wishes for their continued success.
Happy birthday, dear.